Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from The Grow Group and Grinder Landscaping Company with another exciting edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. This week, we're going to talk equipment and purchases and fleet and so on with Bill Rosell from Team Grinder, who heads that up for us. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube, which today you're really going to want to do for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since family vacations when the whole family can attend. I had a blast with my wife, kids, grandkids, son-in-laws, and even my son's girlfriend joined us for a week-long vacation. It's probably the only time of the year when I can truly relax because all my children, my whole family's with me. I actually put my phone aside. You know, the older my children have gotten, the more sleep I get because my kids are out of college and grown up. Bill, you've got them in college. You probably have sleepless nights, wondering if the phone ringing at night, what that means. I suppose the worry will start all over again when my grandchildren become teenagers. But for now, I just feel grateful to be able to spend a whole week with them, in part because of people like Bill that let me be able to go away. It's great. We golfed. We went to the beach. We hung out at the pool. We did all sorts of activities with our two-year-old granddaughter. And I got to hold my seven-month-old granddaughter a ton, and I couldn't help but think of all the fun we're going to have watching them grow up. Vacations make work easier. They give me something to look forward to, something to save money for. Get your vacations planned, folks. Get them on the calendar. I can't wait for the next one. We already have it planned, which is good for everyone, especially grandma and grandpa. Yes, I'm a grandpa, and I love it. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. In the Steel studios with me today is Bill Rosell. And Bill, like a lot of our people here in our growth the last few years, you're doing something way more involved than what you did when you started. Talk about the position you entered in to get in with Grinder and talk about where you are today. Just give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, I've been with Grinder for about 3.5 years now. I started as a team lead in the field, overseeing some of our hardscape projects, working with crews. From there was some opportunity to step up and grow within our company. You know, that's our motto.
Right.
And I had an opportunity to apply for a fleet manager 2 years ago. And through doing so, I stepped up and started taking care of all of our fleet purchases, overseeing our maintenance, starting to build a program that we can track our maintenance as well as working on what we need.
Using Aspire to manage the fleet.
Oh, Aspire has been a big thing for
us. Yes. How so?
It helps us track everything. It's almost immediate. So I can go to my computer, I can pull it up, I can see details on what needs to be going into maintenance, what came out of maintenance, and also track our maintenance records so I can see when we might need to turn something over.
I know I was trying to get a couple titles that had the liens on them cleared off, and I texted Zach. I think I included you on the text. I hope I did. I said, hey, I need the mileage on these two trucks when you get them in it. And I thought, the trucks aren't here. I thought, well, they'll just do that at night or in the morning. Immediately it came back and I'm like, how did he do that? And I saw him in the hallway. He's like, well, it's all on Aspire. I just like pulled it. It's on Aspire. Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's on Aspire. And we also use Azuga
with Azuga
as well.
That talks with Aspire.
Yes.
But I mean, I thought that was so cool. Like, I didn't know how he did that. I didn't know. Did you call him and tell him? So,
basically, I texted him and said, hey, can you pull these mileage? And he was in front of the computer, which I was not at the time. Okay. And he was able to pull it up for us.
Well, that's a small thing. Now you're director of production, but as part of that, you still handle all the purchases of our equipment. And I know you've purchased about $4 million worth of trucks, mowers, concrete buggies, mini skid steers, loaders. I mean, a host of things. And that was something you were fairly familiar with when you came here. Like you have a background a little bit with some of that stuff. So it's not something that, you know, you learned when you got here, you had some prior skills, but as we talk here, purchasing remains with you and you've done a ton of that. What have you learned in doing that? What are some things? We're going to talk about our trucks and stuff here in a second, but what's been like a couple takeaways just in doing this job?
Well, one is you always have to look forward and see what you need to change.
Okay.
It's not a rinse and repeat for us with our growth. What we did 3 years ago is not going to work for us next year.
Okay.
So you always look at what we have, you look at what's working, and you work out what we need to adapt and change in order for us to get where we need to go.
Yeah.
So that's been a big part. Just not being complacent with, oh, we've always done it this way.
Yeah.
Always look to improve on someone.
No, and that's good. And there's a lot of dialogue with the crews. How did you like that truck? What did you like? It's not just you and Seth are present in a room saying, we don't care what they say. We're just going to go do this. Yep. We want buy-in from them. We're talking to them. We expect them to take care of what we give them. I mean, there's a lot of things involved here. It's not just you're buying stuff and then say, hey, here's your truck. Go drive it.
Oh, no, not at all. So typically if we look at bringing in a new setup, let's say, for instance, we might need three.
Okay.
We'll at least bring in one as a prototype.
I see.
And put it with one of our experienced crews to get the feedback.
Before we go switch to something.
Before we start switching something else. Let's make sure this is the right fit for us before we go and make a big purchase.
Yep. So let's get into this because we're going to talk about all of the trucks. And I guess we've got, as I'm thinking through it here, I think we have about five different versions. Let's start with the pickup trucks. We've got group leaders, and a group leader is someone who manages 5 to 9 crews. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So five, to construction, nine, five mowing. I know Lorenzo, one of our mowing, he may have 10 or 11.
Yeah, he's right around 10 right now.
So what kind of truck do we put them in and why?
Well, our bread and butter, there's always been a Ford F-250.
Okay.
They've worked out well for us.
And a four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive, regular cab, a couple different setups. Our DB group leaders, they might have locking toolboxes in the back.
Okay.
Because when they pull up to a job site, they might need a tool or something.
Meaning a level or a tape or a plumb bob or a saw or whatever.
Right? Yes, yes.
Okay.
And for Lorenzo, he has a hardcover locking box because he might need to transport weed eaters, blowers, and stuff like that. So
he also has something kind of funky on the front of his truck. What is that?
Well, that's a funny story because 2 years ago, actually, well, you had rain season even more than what we've seen this year. A lot of mowers were getting stuck. So we went and purchased a winch.
And that's been helpful.
It has been helpful for twofolds. One, since we purchased it, we don't use it as much. As so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Guys are more aware and not getting stuck. But yeah. It was just one of those things, again, if the situation needs it, he has it, that's quick.
But it's an example of listening to the team. I'm assuming they came to you with it. I don't know what a winch costs, $2,000 or something. You probably said, okay, let's just go get it. Let's support the team. You do things like that as a leader.
Yeah, because you look at it over time, it might be an expense up front, but if we can cut out hours and saving the crew.
Right.
It's beneficial.
Right. Okay. So the group leader truck is a 4x4. You're actually in a truck like mine, a Toyota Tacoma, which is what you and I drive. So we try to be mindful of that. Seth's in a 4Runner. We can talk about the sales vehicles here in a minute. But so the group leaders are in a 4x4. And then let's go on to the mowing trucks. What are we using to mow? Because we've made a huge change there since you've gotten involved.
Yes, we have. Over the years, we continue to look and again modify what we're purchasing. And the Suzu truck's been great for us. We go with a box truck on our on our mow trucks. For instance, we have a 20-foot bed that allows us to carry three mowers when need be.
I didn't realize it was 20 feet long.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now our crew cabs are 18 feet because we lost a little bit of the cab.
We have a couple crew cabs.
We have two crew cabs.
Why do we have those?
Some of our crews need to run a 4-man crew on some of our larger properties, but not across the board.
Yeah.
So a typical Suzu, we can run a 2 or 3-man crew comfortably out of those.
Okay.
But the crew cabs for our larger properties.
Okay, super. And what did we had a pickup truck and an open trailer before, or a 1-ton and an open trailer, right?
Yeah.
Why did we go to the box truck? What are all the benefits to that?
Well, everything's self-contained.
Okay.
We have everything from an air compressor to 2 auxiliary fuel tanks, regular fuel, as well as mixed fuel. Teams don't have to unload.
Okay.
They can pull in, they're good to go the next morning, they're first in for last out. So yeah.
There's the advertising angle.
It is storage. A mobile billboard.
Yeah. That's for storage.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is dumb for me to ask you this, but do the men like that better than the trailers?
Almost definitely.
Yeah. Because the trailers are a pain in the butt trying to haul those. You got another set of tires to go flat, all that stuff, right?
Yep. And maneuverability.
Yeah.
In some of our areas as well, the box truck.
Now, we've been in business 41 years. We're financially stable. It's not hard for us to do the math, which we did, on why the box truck is better than the truck and trailer.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found investment-wise? Why does that? Because we don't do anything unless it makes sense financially. And I'm sure some watching are like, because how much does a box truck cost?
Around 85,000.
85 is what we got in the box truck? Okay, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. We've been able to reduce that cost over the last 2 years.
Okay. Well, and that makes it kind of a no-brainer, but why financially the box truck makes sense over a pickup truck and a trailer, right?
Yes.
So all those efficiencies from the box, the storage, the load time in the morning, all those things make sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go on to landkeeping. Landkeeping are our gardening trucks. We're going to show them right now on the YouTube version, and we're showing all the trucks as we go. So if you're listening to this, you may want to go back and watch it again on YouTube so you can get a picture of what all we're doing. We've got something, I think, pretty cool on the landkeeping side that we use. Talk a little bit about that truck, and we'll pull it up on the screen here now.
Yeah, pretty much it's self-contained as well.
Okay.
We have the enclosed box that allows them to have all the tools they need, everything from our electric tools. There is a charging system in there, so they are self-contained. It has the versatility of a dump on the rear, and it allows us, when the leaf season comes, to be able to collect the debris.
The leaves and put them in the bed.
Yeah.
And you probably know the story where Seth was the one that started pounding the drum for the box trucks. During COVID, he actually had to go out on a LK crew and run it because it was a mess here. And he was over in subdivision, not too far from here, doing 8-point turnarounds. And he came back and he said, "We can't have this old fashioned truck and trailer anymore." He's like, I can't believe how frustrating it is and how inefficient it is. And we cut, I think, about in half the amount of tools that we carried, because we used to basically have a garden center in the trailer. And we realized we weren't, you know, we had every conceivable tool a guy or gal could use to garden. We didn't really need all that. Like, we reduced that. Mm-hmm. So we needed a smaller box. We got real efficient with that, right?
Yeah. Efficiency is a big thing. That's one thing that we look at every day on what we do, whether it's from production side or purchase of fleet. We look to see how we become more efficient.
And Michael Vanderlinden is our longest tenured landkeeping professional. I think he's been here 28 years. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I know when we first went to that setup, he didn't want it. He kept his old truck and trailer, and we all were like, "What?" But I think he'll tell you now, "Oh yeah, this is way better," right?
Yeah, I believe he moved into his first new LK truck 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
So I wasn't here as long as Mike's been here,
but
to see that transition and be told, yeah, he's not going to really like it.
Yeah.
I think it took him about a month.
Okay.
And then finally I said, "How's that new setup?" He's like, "Oh, I love it."
Yeah. And that's kind of what changes, because we're like this. I'm unfortunately older than you, but I think it's the same thing. Like, I even know for me, like when we implement change here, or I don't know, my wife has a chocolate chip cookie recipe, and she said like a year ago she changed it, and I say really didn't like it, but now I do like it. It's just something that, like, I think it's human nature not to like change. But we all know that the only thing that's made things better is change.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool to see Mike evolve into that as well and realize that that's a better setup. Certainly looks better in the yard than having all those trailers everywhere that, you know, get jackknifed or a fender gets bent. It's just, it's nonstop with that stuff. And I don't think it's as safe either. So.
No, it's really not.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next trucks. We talked about the mowing. We talked about the gardening stuff. Let's talk about heavy construction. What do we use for that? So the hardscaping crews, the large landscape crews, what do we use for that?
So our hardscaping crews, we go to Kenworth.
Kenworth, okay.
Kenworth's been our bread and butter there.
Yeah.
Again, just they're a great truck, maintenance-wise, and they're very versatile. They allow us to carry the heavy stuff, too.
Yep. And it has an aluminum EB bed.
Yep, we switched to EB beds about 3 seasons ago, and it's been a great product.
Their product is fantastic. We were concerned about it, the durability of the aluminum bed. But we're actually going to use it. We use it for salt. You know, our trucks are museum products. We got to use them to make money. We're using them for salt. They have the quality on them is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're also using the EB aluminum dump trailers. Talk about those a little bit.
Yeah. Well, go back to what you said about the aluminum. I was skeptical first.
Yeah, I was too, about a boulder denting them and everything.
I really was.
Yeah.
I was really skeptical about how long they would hold up. But then when we started researching it, we saw what the product they had. It just made sense. Again, let's try one and see what it does. Because our steel beds were starting to get some wear and tear on
them
as well.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, we had some 5-year-old steel beds we had to take off and throw out.
Yep.
And we just took those trucks out to EB to put new aluminum beds on it because the other ones were shot.
Yes. Yes, we did. We swapped.
And it wasn't shot because we abused them. They were built during COVID, probably by people didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know what happened there.
That's one, just touch on that. That's one great thing we have is our team leads that take pride in their drugs. So abuse we don't see across the board. So mistakes happen at times, but we do not abuse them.
I'd agree with that. And then I think the last truck we have to talk about, because this has been kind of a big change. I'm a Ford guy. I don't know how many Super Duties we've owned through the years. Now you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think during COVID we couldn't get Super Duties and we said, forget it, Ford. And we switched to the cab over Isuzu, which we're going to show now. And that's our bread and butter landscape truck now, isn't it?
That really is. Again, it's extremely versatile. So the transition from that was, okay, we've always had F-450s. They always did well for us in the past, but then we couldn't get them.
Right.
So if we're waiting a year and a half, we can't grow at that pace of purchasing. So then we had to look and say, okay, what's a good substitute? What's been good for us? Let's try something new. So we brought in our first Isuzu with the EV bed.
And I think that's where we're going, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. We've had no issues. Again, the dependability, they're very versatile.
They look nice.
They look
great. I know that's not the biggest thing, but they really look nice and clean. I've only driven, I moved a box truck last year. It's the only time I've ever been in one of those cab overs. And I think it probably takes some getting used to, but I was amazed the visibility and how easy it was to maneuver and backing in and out. You know, those landscape trucks are doing a lot of residential work. They're in neighborhoods. They're going up tight driveways. They're doing all those things. We're in Cincinnati where there's even, you know, the houses are even closer together, I would say, than what we have predominantly here in Dayton.
Oh yeah.
So that's been a good truck.
It really has been, because just for that, again, the versatility of them and even our mow trucks, sometimes they're a little intimidating for new guys, but once
they haven't driven.
Just because they haven't.
I didn't realize that.
So we get them in
about that.
We road test everybody.
Okay.
We take them out. Zach will do a thorough walkthrough on what to check for maintenance
and, you know,
what to inspect. And then he takes them out on the road. And gets
so every time somebody gets assigned a truck, that gets done.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't even know that was going on. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Cause when we do our Monday morning checks on all of our trucks, we want to be as thorough as possible.
Talk a little bit about what that is, because I think that's pretty cool. And I know we're using Aspire for that
too, right?
Okay. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that.
So everybody who has a truck, any team lead, their truck is assigned to them on their tablet through Aspire. So every Monday mornings are mandatory truck checks. They'll go in there.
So at 7, we do the stretch and flex. We can maybe show a video of that now.
Yeah.
Then there's announcements and then everybody goes right to inspecting their truck. And this, is it the team leader that's doing the inspection and their associates are cleaning the truck? What goes on there?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Typically the team lead's one in charge of the inspection. Now we do encourage them to teach somebody else.
Exactly.
As we train
we need another team leader.
Exactly.
So somebody's got to learn. Okay, great. Yeah. Super.
So when you go into click on it and Aspire your truck, it will bring down a drop down sheet of everything you need to check, all your fluid, your tire pressure, your lights. And it's the one time every week we do a very thorough walkthrough of our truck.
So the oil's checked, the windshield wiper fluid, you're looking for leaks, you're doing all that stuff.
Cracks in lights.
Mud flaps.
Right. You name it. Sideboards.
Right.
And any issues they have, they make a note right then.
Okay. And then that goes to Zach.
Instantly.
Okay. Yep. Automatically delivered in that.
Yep.
He can populate a to-do list off of that.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Yep.
Then he can prioritize what he needs to repair.
And then we have boxes that, I don't know, we get them on Amazon. Actually, I think I most of the times get them. Yeah. And the boxes have a cordless vac in them with a backup battery. And there's an extension cord that runs that to keep that charger.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's cleaning supplies like cleaning wipes, towels, a broom, whatever. So we're setting them up for success. Like when people look in our trucks, they're like, oh, your trucks are clean, but we're making the time.
Yeah.
They're doing the inspection while the other person on the crew or the second person can help clean the truck out.
Yes. And that's actually part of every day.
Yeah.
So when they come through and they start loading up for material, your team lead usually communicates with the guy in the loader on what material he needs and how much.
We have it set up down in the loading zone. And we'll show a picture of that now as well. Yeah.
And then your second guy, he'll go in and he'll start checking your inventory. Do I need to ignore fertilizer, seed?
Yeah.
And he's responsible for that. And then your third person just goes to the cleaning box, pulls what they need and starts wiping down trucks.
I know you embrace clean. You're always in here clean. Your desk is clean. I see your notes that you take. You're a very organized guy. Why is cleanliness important? Like, why do we do that? Are we wasting time on that stuff? Or do you think that's a good investment of time as well?
No, it's a great investment time because, again, if, you know, as our signs say, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Right.
So let's just, it helps take ownership
yeah,
of their trucks.
I see.
It helps take pride in their trucks.
Yeah.
And they understand that when they show up to a client's property, if that truck's looking good,
yeah,
they look good.
Right, exactly.
And,
right.
And it is.
Our and trucks, then you hope that when we're focused on something like a detail like that, that they're going to pull the truck forward on the cleanup and sweep out underneath it on the road.
Yeah.
They're going to go around with a blower on low RPMs and meticulously blow the mulch off the windowsills and the ledges and things like that. You hope that those lessons manifest themselves in other ways.
Yeah. It becomes the culture.
Yeah.
It becomes what's expected.
Right.
So,
right. We mentioned on a prior edition of the Grow Show Powered by Steel, when I said kind of humorously, and I don't know if you've heard me say this or not, but the first four letters of culture are cult. And, you know, normally you hear like cults are bad things, but a cleaning cult, I think in an organization, I just think that's a good thing. You know, like, you know, our bathroom is clean. We try to keep it clean. We want our people to feel appreciated and we want them to be in a safe environment. And I think it was Lorenzo said on the Grow Show Powered by Steel a few episodes ago, he said, cleanliness is safety. And we were talking about that. And I think that's true too.
Yes.
Well, just a couple more things. The sales vehicles, talk about those, what we do. All of our fleet is Grunder Green, we call it. It's a Sherwood Green. It's a color that we make. But years ago, prior to you being here, it was getting way too difficult to get green sales cars. We would have to paint them and then you roll a lot of miles on them. It just seemed like a lot of unnecessary expense. So we switched all those to black. So all of our sales cars are black. Yeah. Talk a little bit about what our bread and butter car is there in the sales department.
Pretty much everything's a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
And we go with Toyota for dependability.
Yeah.
And again, we're putting a lot of miles on our vehicles. Same with our Tacomas.
Yes.
That's why we have the Tacomas.
Yeah.
As much driving as we do.
Yes.
We put a lot of miles on them.
Is there anything else about the sales cars? They're not fancy. They're just a basic Toyota Corolla. They're black. I don't know what edition it is, but there's nothing fancy about them. But our people seem to enjoy them. I've driven them. They're nice to drive. They steer really. There's something. Jimi Hendrix, one of our group leaders, when I got my new truck, I went from a Jeep into a Toyota Tacoma. And I hadn't even driven it yet. They got it and they went and got it. I think it was before you were here. They went and got it. It was here for me. And he goes, oh, you're gonna think like you're not even gonna believe the steering on that truck compared to that Jeep you were driving. And I guess he's kind of a car buff. I guess Toyotas are known for their whatever their steering mechanism is supposedly is something else. But they're nice little cars. They look good.
They really do. Yeah.
All right. Bill, really enjoyed having you here today. In each case, we buy everything. I don't believe we're leasing any trucks.
No.
Let's talk about a few more things. Mini skids, what brand are we using there?
For the mini skiers, we run the Vermeers.
They've been great.
Yes, they have been.
They're fantastic.
And we run them year round for snow and everything.
It's crazy. We put a Vermeer mini skid up in the back of an Isuzu box and that's a sidewalk crew. It's got a blade on it. We use them for that. The loaders. We've talked about our loaders and our skid steers. What brand we use there?
We stay with John Deere again.
Yeah.
It's been a great product for us. And the guys love them.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're using those with boxes. I think we have 70 pusher boxes, maybe.
Yes, I believe we're right around 70.
And they're all over town when we use those, and we have those loaders. And I think we have how many loaders and skid steers do we have? 20?
We'll say right around 20-25.
Okay, so we'll show some pictures of those. The last thing to talk about, mower brand, talk about what we're running and why.
We're running the Exmark.
Yeah.
We switched to Exmark a couple years ago again. They have a great product.
Yeah.
And our guys like it.
And you have a local dealer. Butler County
Equipment. Yep.
They give a shout out to them, right?
Yeah, big shout out to Butler County.
They've been
awesome.
Yes. We don't have a mechanic.
No.
We don't believe in that. We think that we're better off outsourcing. We have a mobile fleet company that comes in and help us. We do take some stuff to a tire shop around the corner a little bit, and then we rely on Butler County. We got a mobile mower medic guy that comes in here and helps us. And we think it works really, really well. We actually ripped our rotary, real nice lift we had that would lift anything. We ripped it out of here. We sold it to one of our Grow Group clients, and we don't have a lift. We don't work on anything.
No, we don't.
And people are amazed at that. And I'm not saying that works for everyone, but for us, our focus is we want to be in the landscaping business. We don't want to be in the truck repair business. That's not what we do well. So now that may change here as we get bigger and bigger, because I don't even know how many trucks do we have now.
We're probably right around 55, 60.
Okay, 55 or 60 trucks. Yeah. So it's a decent sized fleet now. So.
Yes, it is.
All right. One last question. Well, I forgot a very important one too, because this is the Grow Show powered by Steel. So what brand of two cycle do we run?
Steel.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It really is.
We've had it for 40 years. It's fantastic stuff.
Yes, yes.
And Butler County's a dealer, so we buy from them, and we've got a great relationship with them. We sure appreciate them supporting the Grow Show powered by Steel. Last question I have for you. We have a lot of people on the listening and watching the Grow Show, Bill, that they may only be buying one truck this winter. Someone might be buying 10. We've got some big folks that watch that might be buying 20 trucks. Okay. What advice do you have for anyone that's buying a truck? Can you just impart your wisdom on that as we wrap this up?
Well, wisdom, I'll do my best, I guess. But I would say, look at what you currently have. Look at where you're going.
Okay.
And see if there's any changes you can make.
Okay.
For us right now, somebody said I had to purchase one truck. What would it be? It would be our LK set.
Okay.
Twofold. One, because that department is growing nonstop. We could use another
one. And that's
one.
The one with the box on the back, with the bed on the back half. And that's just a very versatile truck.
And very versatile.
Yeah.
And also that would allow us to move one of those trucks into
a landscape truck.
A landscape truck.
Yeah. To,
yeah. So basically purchase one, I get two.
Yeah.
So that would fit our need. I don't know if that's everybody's case, but look at what you really need and see what you can adapt.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid.
And I think a couple other things to add. We're a big believer in putting boxes on trucks so you're not loading and unloading tools and losing them and not having any accountability with it. We also buy our vehicles, not lease them. And please add more color to this, but I think the main reason to buy them is these are specialized trucks. We're going to keep them 15 years. Yeah. And when we've done the math on the leases, it just doesn't seem to make sense.
For what we do, it does not, no.
No.
Because they are specialty trucks.
Yeah.
Everything is specially built.
So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to share that you've learned in working with the fleet and the crews and being all together? Is there anything maybe we forgot to mention?
You know, again, you touch base on Mike and change, right? I'm a firm believer that people don't fear change as long as there's direction.
People don't fear change as long. I see.
Yeah. Change to change. Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to, but if you can show the direction you're going
I
and
see.
Get everybody to believe into it, then change is exciting.
Yeah.
So that's what it'd be. No matter if it's your fleet, production, whatever you do, believe in what you're doing, have a reason for what you're doing and get everybody on board with what you're doing.
Yeah. So. And I know you rely on the group leaders and some of the team leaders. This isn't just, again, you and Seth in a closed room deciding what you're buying. There's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Yes.
And we've made mistakes and we adjust them as we go.
Mistakes will always be made. The biggest issue is that you learn from them. You don't.
Yeah. Amen.
So, yeah.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Grow Show powered by Steel, folks. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take your phone out right now and share this episode with a team member, a landscape pro, or a friend that you know. That would really help us. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Did you know that you can tour Marty's Landscaping Company? We're hosting 4 Grunder Landscaping Company field trips in 2025, where landscape pros can come see our operation for themselves in a small group setting. Meet the GLC leadership team, ask Marty your questions in person, and connect with other landscape pros. Space is limited. Visit growgroupinc.com today to sign up.